so good of God to treat us like he does. We see in the book of 1 Kings, as we continue this look at the life of Elijah, we see the call of Elisha in 1 Kings 19, 19 through 21. The verses say this: "So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Let me kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow you.' And he said to him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to you?' And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him." God, thank you. Wow. He's just so gentle and kind in how he was dealing with Elijah. Elijah has crawled out of a cave and he's departed from there. He's graciously taken care of him, and he's given him rest and refreshment, gave him wisdom through counsel. He's made him feel important again in his talk, and that's just compassion. And then God allows Elijah to hand over the baton, the mantle, to Elisha, who is going to be his successor. But God did more than that, way more, for Elisha arose and followed Elijah and ministered to him. God not only gave Elijah this successor, but he also raised up a close personal friend, someone who loved Elijah and understood him well enough to minister to him and encourage him. You see, God has not designed us to live like hermits in a cave. He has designed us to live in friendship and fellowship and community with others. And that's why the church, the body of Christ, is so important. For that's where we draw together in love and mutual encouragement. We're meant to be a part of each other's lives. That's why you look in the Bible and there's so many, especially in the New Testament, one another's. So, if we don't have that, we pull back and we focus on ourselves, thinking how hard we have it and how unfair others are to us. Elijah had to get his eyes back on the Lord. And that's the most important thing. He had been used in a great way, but it was the Lord who made him useful. He stood against the enemies, but it was the Lord who had given him the strength that he needed to fight those enemies. And sometimes we're so much more into the gifts that God gives us than he, the giver. When the Lord brings rest and refreshment, we become more grateful for the rest and refreshment than for the God who allows it. When God gives us a good friend, we become so absorbed in that friendship and so preoccupied with that friend that we forget that God's the one who gave us the friend. I love this story from Chuck Swindoll. He says, "Many years ago, I called on a man at a veterans hospital. He had suffered a series of heart attacks and had undergone major surgery. During his rehabilitation, he stayed at this dismal veterans hospital. The day I arrived to visit, I saw a touching scene. This man had a son, and during his confinement in the hospital, he had made a little wooden truck for his boy. Since the boy was not allowed to go into the ward and visit his father, an orderly had brought the gift down to the child, who was waiting in front of the hospital with his mother. The father looked out of a fifth-floor window, watching his son unwrap the gift. The little boy opened the package, and his eyes grew wide when he saw that wonderful little truck, and he hugged it to his chest. Meanwhile, the father was walking back and forth, waving his arms behind the windowpane, trying to get his son's attention. The little boy put the truck down and reached up and hugged the orderly and thanked him for the truck. And all the while, the frustrated father was going through these dramatic gestures, trying to say, 'It's me, son. I made that truck for you. I gave that to you. Look up here.' I could almost read his lips. Finally, the mother and the orderly turned the boy's attention up to that fifth floor window. It was then the boy cried, 'Daddy, oh, thank you. I miss you, Daddy. Come home, Daddy. Thank you for my truck.' And the father stood in the window with tears pouring down his cheeks." See, how much like that child are we? We're in a cave of loneliness and discouragement, and then God brings this gift of rest and refreshment, wise counsel, and close personal friends, and we fall in love with the gifts rather than the giver. Sometimes he gives us a verse of scripture and we worship the Bible rather than the one who gave it. Or he gives us a loving wife or husband or friend and we fall more in love with that person than the one who gave us the important individual. A good job, but we love that job more than him. And so he stands at that window, look up here, I gave it to you. He longs to have us look up and say, oh, thank you, Father, I miss you, I want to be with you. So we need to look up after the Lord takes care of us through a depression. We need to look up when he gives us rest and refreshment. We need to look up and thank him when he gently and patiently speaks to us from his word after we've climbed out of this pit of self-pity. We need to look up and praise him when he faithfully provides the companionship and affirmation of a friend who understands and encourages us. We need to look up and encourage the giver more than the gift. So let's be people that thank the Lord. Let's be people that appreciate what has been done on our behalf.